Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. As a young man in his native Japan, Motoshi Kusaku walked away from a promising medical career to become a jazz guitarist. That choice led him on a journey of musical and spiritual discovery that eventually led him to relocate to Northern California in 1997 and switch to playing the harp full-time. Nearly 30 years later, he now divides his time between music and tending to his ranch in Oregon House. Later this month, he will be participating in the renowned World Harp Competition in the Netherlands. CAP Radio Music Program Director Gary Vertelli interviewed jazz harpist Motoshi Kusaku ahead of his April 3rd show at Twin Lotus Thai in Sacramento.
Jazz harpist Motoshi Kusaku can perhaps best be described as a Renaissance man of modern music. At age 55, he divides his time between refining his craft as a musician and tending to the 15-acre ranch he runs with his wife, Tara, in Oregon House, 68 miles north of Sacramento. When not practicing scales, Motoshi can be found splitting logs or tending to the chickens, goats, and cattle dogs on their fully sustainable property. When driving fence posts, he's also working out new ideas and ways of improvising on his instrument.
I use my entire body on a chainsaw or using the axe to chop the wood. That kind of balance, entire body balance, can be used when I play harp and shifting the pedals or raise my arms. Everything is connected, and then the more activities I'm engaged, the more holistic way I can develop my physical functions, and that is one of the attractions of this type of lifestyle. Also, for me, playing music is a type of meditation because I play so much improvisation. It needs to be in a certain mental place, but it's very similar to the internal place we are looking for in a meditation.
Kusaku abandoned a promising medical career in his native Japan to become a touring jazz guitarist. Then, when he came to Northern California in 1997, he switched to harp and played classical music for 4 years as a member of the Stockton Symphony. Before long, he felt a need to rededicate his attention to jazz, this time playing harp.
Harp is a plucking strings instrument. The quality of sound is kind of similar to guitar, much closer to the guitar than piano. At the same time, we use the both hands equally when we're playing harp. That part is very similar to piano. And it's possible to play more complicated music structure on the harp. So I really felt like, oh, this instrument has the nice characteristic from the both instruments.
I was surprised to learn that Motoshi was more influenced by jazz pianists rather than other harpists. Bill Evans, Herbie Hancock, and Chick Corea were strong influences, but especially Keith Jarrett.
When I started listening to Keith Jarrett music, and especially his solo improvisation, and I felt a little different from the regular jazz performances. He's a mixture of all the different styles. He plays classical music, rock music, and jazz beautifully. And I was wondering how he can do something like this. And then I started reading his autobiography. And then I realized he's deeply influenced by the philosophy of G.I. Gurdjieff.
Gurdjieff, who died in 1949, was a mystic philosopher who felt people are not generally conscious of themselves and that a higher state of consciousness could be reached by developing physically, emotionally, and intellectually through music, dance, and manual labor. Matoshi moved to Northern California in 1997 with the specific intent of joining a community practicing the esoteric, self-developing work advocated by Gurdjieff.
He emphasized the development of the consciousness, which is awareness. And in the music, we try to get a good technique. And I was a crazy guitarist. I was practicing so much as a harpist as well. And then I hit the ceiling. No matter how much more I practiced, nothing changed fundamentally. So and then I started wondering, what is missing? And then I met that Gurdjieff's teaching, shifting my attention toward more like consciousness. Okay, how is my internal state while I'm playing? What mental attitude I have? What awareness I have? So instead of changing the skills and the physical skills, I start more careful about my internal state. And that dramatically changed the outcome of music.
Kosako would later combine what he learned from Gurdjieff with a strong work ethic based on Japanese philosophy and his background in martial arts, all tempered by his genuine sense of humility. All this experience has helped him manage the performance anxiety and stage fright that sometimes plagues musicians.
I try to be myself, even my living room on a stage, and I think one of the reasons why we experience a severe stage fright or performance anxiety because the person in the practice room or living room is different from the person on the stage. We change our personality or put a different mask when we go out of performance. So I try to live my life as the same person as much as I can. So it doesn't mean like I try to be really relaxed on the stage. But it's kind of opposite. Like I try to experience the moment intentionally in a daily life as if I'm playing harp. So that way, the moment I'm experiencing in my daily life is not very, very different from the experience I'm having on a stage.
While living in a large metropolitan area would certainly bring him more career opportunities and wider recognition, Matoshi seems content with the disciplined, self-sustaining lifestyle he and his wife Tara pursue on their property in Northern California. He also derives a great deal of joy by working local gigs with his Komaga Trio, featuring bassist Michael Mannering and percussionist Chris Garcia.
Being recognized is good, but it's kind of secondary. For me, it's more important to be able to create music I like to create.
For Insight, I'm Gary Vercelli. Thank you.
Motoshi Kosako will perform a solo harp concert this Friday at Twin Lotus Thai Restaurant in Sacramento. After that, he is off to the World Harp Competition in the Netherlands on April 16th. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. And if you want to email us, we're at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Andrew Garcia, Sharit Lashinsky, and Paul Conley. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.